not. The
Beatles.
Circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Good morning. I guess I'll use these headphones from the microphone on the other side of the room.
Absolutely.
The ones in front of me don't work.
Why not?
Oh, I see why. They're not plugged in.
Oh, that's a problem. Hey, throw those in there, Dave. Craziness ensues overnight here, obviously.
Yeah,
exactly.
There we go.
Exactly. There you go, buddy.
Ooh, my goodness. What music is this?
It's Halloween.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, I was saying in the beginning of the show that we watched it on Friday night, my kids and I, not Alex, the little guy, we sent him to bed after Charlie Brown. But I haven't seen this movie in a long time. It's really good.
I'm trying to think the last time I saw it.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right.
She's young.
Right.
19
very
years old.
Young.
Yeah,
very
yeah,
young.
Yeah.
Did she do this before or after Prom Night? Prom Night. Was it before Prom Night?
Oh, this was her first role.
This was her first one,
yeah.
Not Prom Night.
Yeah,
okay.
No, exactly. Prom Night, I think, was same year, a year later, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
But this is also, you know, obviously Halloween is the Feast of All Saints. It kind of happened in the 9th century. It was Emperor Leo the 6th who kind of established that. His wife, Empress Theophano, lived a devout life. After her death in 893, her husband built a church intending to dedicate it to her. When he was forbidden to do so, he decided to dedicate it to All Saints, so that if his wife was in fact one of the righteous, she would become honored whenever the feast was celebrated. According to tradition, it was Leo who expanded the feast from a commemoration of all martyrs to a general commemoration of All Saints. All Saints Day, I mean All Hallows Eve, which is the night
hallowed
before.
Eve. Right, the
Saints
hallowed
Day.
Evening.
Yeah, exactly, right
yeah.
before. So that's really what Halloween is. It isn't about your Snickers bar that you're going
to
get.
And not to mention all different, these days now, all different types of cultures
yeah.
and customs
absolutely.
Have played into this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My grandfather was one of those guys that would not buy the little candy bars, which, by the way, they've gotten so small now.
I know. Talk about bite size.
Right? Roger had brought some in, and the Three Musketeers little snacks were like 3/4 inch, it looked like.
I've had medicine bigger than that.
Yeah, pills. Dave's been taking pills bigger than the Three Musketeers bar. I love that. My grandfather used to give away like full-size candy bars.
And, sure, we got those when we were kids.
Right, and I've never done that, and I remember always what houses around my neighborhood would do that as well, so this year we decided to do the full-on candy. Bars.
Did you have a good neighborhood where there were a lot of kids out?
Yeah.
Where you would, you know, there'd be kids in front of you, behind you,
yeah.
across the street, going the other way.
My neighborhood, and then we'd go to my grandparents' neighborhoods as well.
Okay.
And
yeah.
do the same
sure.
thing, and they were always filled.
Yeah.
Always filled.
Yeah.
So that is a little history.
It was
one
thing
Halloween.
After another.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
When I was a, you know, one,
oh, yeah.
one group after another. Coming.
It's funny, we all had the same kind of decorations. It was the paper skeleton or the pumpkin on the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Not all this crazy stuff you're seeing out there now,
yeah,
which is cool.
Right.
Well, you had the skeleton with the clips in the shoulders.
Yes.
And the legs.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh,
then,
yeah.
and as they were yeah. stored one year, one of the legs got ripped off and disappeared, and you kept using the same decoration.
Compared now to, I remember last year walking with my daughter and her friends through the neighborhood, and there was a Michael Myers standing on the lawn amongst other Halloween decorations.
Uh-oh.
And as soon as we started walking to the next house, Michael started walking because it was the dad and walking and standing right behind
that
Emma.
That would scare you.
And then stood there and stared at her and kind of tilted his head. And then as we walked to the next door, he stood on the porch of the previous house and then would start walking toward them again. It was fabulous.
What you needed then was a Donald Pleasance guy across the street going,
yeah.
Michael, don't do it. Yeah. Michael, he is evil.
Yeah. But Emma never saw the movie. So when she saw it last night, she was like, oh my God, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that's living in our neighborhood, obviously. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah, but people are very creative these days. I mean, you know, again, compared to when we were kids. 1789, bourbon whiskey was first distilled from corn.
By Elijah Craig.
You were there in Bourbon, Kentucky, is where it came from. Seriously.
You know what's bourbon amazing?
Kentucky. Yeah.
The Jack Daniel's distillery.
Yeah.
Is in a dry county.
Yeah, it's still in Kentucky. To this day. I know it's
dry. And they have a full staff of taste testers.
You know?
In other words, when the bourbon is ready for distribution,
yeah,
they taste it. They cannot swallow it.
That's crazy. I think there's something about the tasting room where you can...
Maybe there's an exception.
Yeah, but
up until recently at least, taste testers could roll it around in their mouth, approve or disapprove,
sure,
but they could not swallow it.
They cannot swallow it. Wow. 1833, first college fraternity to have a fraternity house was 1833. My fraternity, I felt a thigh.
Where was the fraternity?
University of Minnesota.
University of Minnesota.
It wasn't I Felt a Thigh, though. I can't remember what it was.
Animal House.
I do. It was Animal House, yeah. Let's see here. 1913, the U.S. introduces its income tax. Boo. 1918, 100 years ago, Poland proclaimed its independence from Russia after World War II.
World War One.
I'm saying I'm rushing, and I'm just reading too fast. 1922, Howard Carter discovered the tomb of King Tut in mm-hmm. Egypt in 1922. 1929, Black Tuesday, Wall Street, the stock market crashed, triggering the Great Depression. Here's a conversation that we had, Dave, when we were filling in Labor Day a couple years ago with Bob Newhart about the Great Depression. So 1929, the stock market crashed, Herbert Hoover was president,
I had nothing to do with that. I get blamed for that all the time. I was a kid.
You were barely a kid.
It was in September. It was the year 29 was almost over.
He denied ever having any role in the Great Depression, which I loved. 1939, the first air-conditioned automobile, the Packard, was exhibited in Chicago, Illinois. First one with air conditioning. 1956, The Wizard of Oz was first televised on television. Man, that was always something you look forward to. And I was talking to Larry Potash about this week, that when there was a holiday special, whether it was Charlie Brown or Perry Como or Andy Williams or The Wizard of Oz or The Sound of Music was on, if you missed it, you missed it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
There was no way you could get that back.
There was no DVR.
There was no TiVo.
And there was no DVDs or anything. So, I mean, on demand, you couldn't watch any of those unless a local theater was playing it.
Well, keep in mind, you know, until the days of video, home video, that was it. Not only that, there was maybe three, four. We were lucky because we had four channels in Chicago.
That's later, five
or six.
Yeah.
Other UHF. Smaller cities and towns, they're lucky to have maybe two.
That's right. Yep. 1982, Michael Jackson's Thriller debuted on MTV. That was the first big song on MTV, and it's a classic for Halloween. Let's take a little listen. Well, technical issues. Bob Ferguson to Studio A. Bob Ferguson to Studio A. Do we have it?
You were going to play the title cut to Thriller?
Yeah.
Wasn't Vincent Price doing voice work in
there?
He did. There it is.
But it was like a little play. You know what we have to do? 82, about 25 years ago. We should find the girl. There was a girl that played a role in there with him.
Oh, in the video.
Very attractive woman.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Excuse me. All right. Now, sorry. Here's the big one that I wanted to wait for here. So I think it was this Saturday in 2016 that the Chicago Cubs won the World Series.
Oh.
The anniversary's coming up two years ago this week.
You know what? Yes, it would be the first
right
couple of days in November. Yes. Yeah.
Here is the legendary Pat Hughes, formerly of WGN Radio, courtesy of CBS Radio and theScore, calling those last few moments of the game. Let's take a listen.
Deep in center. Hayward not quite as deep in right. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it.
Oh, man. How exciting
is
that?
Did they ever?
Who was calling that game? It was Joe Buck?
It was Joe Buck on
Joe Buck
Fox.
Did it on TV.
I couldn't stand Joe Buck. I can't stand him anyway.
In my household, we had a drinking game. Every time he mentioned Clayton Kershaw during the World Series, you took a drink.
Oh. Well, you know what? It was right before that final play of the World Series that he said that the Cubs weren't going to pull this out. He said, yeah, and you know what? You know, I can't remember his exact words, but he's like, yeah, and I don't think that the Cubs won the World Series. Like, all of a sudden he was a fan in 3 seconds. I couldn't stand him, but I had the radio on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a radio playing on the side, and then at that point we just turned off the TV and listened to Pat, because that's Chicago baseball, is listening to Pat Hughes, for God's sake.
Right.
Right?
Right. And the White Sox on WGN.
Yeah. We weren't at the game, obviously, but they were, I just remember we were in the basement, and... Because there was a rain delay, wasn't there?
There was 17 minutes rain delay.
How much?
It was 17 minutes.
It was into extra innings.
Yeah.
Then the rain delay. Oh, it, you know, anything and everything, of course, being the Cubs. Game 7.
Yeah. But I think we went to bed at 1:30, 2 o'clock. I mean, it was pretty late after that. And I had to host the opening bell that day. Steve Brzanich was off.
And I was in for Steve.
Yes, you were.
Morning anchor. We were in that morning.
Yeah, we were not in good shape. I remember
that. Wasn't that fun, though?
It was.
Wasn't that a great celebration?
I came down here, and I've never slept here. I think when I'm sick, I've laid on the couch here, but I was exhausted. I was in DeCastro's office. I just told Josh, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go into work because I got to be there in a couple hours. So I went down there and napped. And then right after I did the opening bell, I went down to Harry Carey's where they were still celebrating. And the WGN Morning News was there. So I talked on air with Anna Belleval and Dean Richards was there.
Yeah.
And I remember Grant DeBorter saying that I looked like crap. And he looked pretty good. He was up all night, too. And I remember him making breakfast. They were making breakfast for everybody who was there that morning. And thank God. And then I drove down. Like, so I got no sleep. Then I drove down to Wrigley and went and got some gear, some World Series gear. And then I went to work for most of the day. And I remember it was about 3 o'clock that it hit me like a thud. Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Went home and napped for 2 hours, and then I taped an episode of Chicago's Best at 7 p.m. downtown. That was the craziest day. Like, I was a zombie.
Well, everybody,
that's my recollection. Anyway.
Everything else was put on hold.
Everything was put on hold.
For that.
Yeah, for the most
part. And I also remember what beautiful weather we had for the victory parade.
Yeah.
That was a day in November. It was, and I was just looking at the pictures the other day.
Yeah.
I skipped one class in all my time at Columbia. It was for the
parade. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There were so many people down there.
I'm pretty sure Notre Dame High School, where my son went, they canceled school that day so the kids could go down.
And you know what? I was one of the people that was here at 4:34 in the morning, standing outside along Grant Park.
That's awesome.
Waiting to get in for the rally.
That's awesome.
And it was already crazy packed.
Yeah, when people. I was, you know, this is the other thing. Here, I'm going to say one more thing because I know we're going to go to Walter here. But when I was hosting the opening bell, I killed half the planned show because it's a business show. And I called my producer called I think it was Bennett, called the WGN TV newsroom and said, when are the Cubs landing? And they were landing in the middle of the show. And I can't
remember. That's right. They came home
at about 5:30
early morning.
In the morning.
And,
yeah.
And there was a big welcoming line at Wrigley.
And I can't remember who the reporter was, but I'm like, I want to get online with her live. So we're live. We were simulcast for about 10 minutes on TV and radio. And I remember apologizing when Todd came in. I said, hey, I'm sorry. I killed part of the business show. And he goes, are you kidding me? Of course we did that. Of course we did that.
Yeah.